Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, y'all niggas gonna let me do what I do. Let me do what I do, nigga. Don't grab me.
Shot 10, I hope y'all ready.
Grab them niggas.
NYC.
Been playing with them niggas.
LAP.
We got the most money in here.
Let's do it.
I need commas after my commas.
Woo!
Commas after my commas.
Woo!
I need commas after my commas.
Uh-huh.
Commas after my commas.
Yeah.
We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga.
Yeah.
We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands.
Uh-huh.
I got commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas.
Money.
I got commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas.
Uh-huh.
We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands.
I got Polo on my body, but I'm talking Ferrari. White girl in the party, Mary Jane, won't you be Molly? Couldn't feel no better, 100,000 on my sweater. Niggas say they cold, just a little bit under the weather. I mean, do the shit, got leathers, what? Get your shit together, gave you niggas some time. Now I got a vendetta, damn niggas is basic. But the champagne imported, threesomes get arranged, and then they get recorded. Them diamonds, they dance, nigga. Fucking up your plans, nigga. Feel like David Russell, cause we ain't talking no bands, nigga.
I need commas after my commas. Commas after my commas. I need commas after my commas. Commas after my commas. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands. I got commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas.
Money.
I got commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands.
Money.
Put some niggas, I hope you losing sleep. That old money still new to me. I take a shower with a sexy bra. I put $1,000 on a debit card. Birdman, let me hold $1 million. He gave it to me, didn't even ask for what. That's how we do YMCMB. Checking niggas like an ID. Commas after my commas. Try me, nigga, that's trauma. Try pussy heads in my vomit. I'm the Donna Amish. Me and them broke niggas, we ain't got nothing in common. I promise I never go broke and never break that promise.
I need commas after my commas. Commas after my commas.
Yeah.
I need commas after my commas. Commas after my commas. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands. I got commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands.
Money.
I'm in the hood. On defense, my Range Rover is a B10. Locked up in this county jail, can't post bail, it's the weekend. Got a pretty little rib on it, can't wait to shake my teeth in. Got guns, we got guns, fucking niggas beefing. Yeah, boy, I got dumb mooter. Keep a couple of them young shooters. Be the one we aiming them choppers at. My pocket's fat like the young Luther. Can't afford this jewelry, put that change towards gratuity. Yeah, these bitches know I'm checking bags like airport security. I got commas after commas, all in that order. Why you niggas chasing bands like concert promoters?
I need commas after my commas. Commas after my commas. I need commas after my commas. Commas after my commas. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands. I got commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas.
Money.
I got commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands.
Yeah.
I keep my hoes in check. You buy Nike for yours. Say they want that lie, I'ma bring that noise. Check my watch on the flight. Yeah, I call that airtime. Merc in the middle of the street. That gon' be hit deadline. Yeah, you gon' respect mine. Got a body on my tech nine. Say you nobody to somebody. Gon' body you flatline. Pocket full of dead guys. And you know I'm anti-social, anti-lame, but anti-cool, nigga, ain't I? You looking at a star that's spaced out. They try to take my style and then take off. I go to work with no days off. Everything all paid off. Try to put the hair shade off. She did it just for me. Nigga, would skip you like a space bar, but I much rather delete, nigga.
Damn.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Hold up, hold up.
I been getting money, where the fuck you
your belt. If you wrote an autobiography, you had to sue yourself, your lying ass. Codeine in my wine glass. I know you had a wild past. I ain't fucked you in the wild with your wild ass. I get high and I fly past. I don't know nothing about iChat. I'm working this iPhone. They need an app called iTrap. iTrap, shining like a night lamp. I just hit my girlfriend and asked her where her wife is. White cup, white hat, laying on the white couch. Got that presidential in a residential. Dental White House, nigga saying ho,
ho,
like a white eye. You can see me shining,
shining
with the light eye. Come on,
come on.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Hold up, hold up.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Turn up, turn up.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Yeah.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been? Bought a new crib, just the fuck you in. Bought a new crib, just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib, just to fuck you in.
Uh-huh.
I been getting to the money, where the fuck you be?
Young nigga, I get money and fuck hoes in my spare time. She don't fuck on the first night, then she don't meet my deadline. Nigga smoking that Bob Marley, like, yeah, mine. I'm sipping on the whole eight for that perp shit. Bedtime, I cop funds like yours. Y'all niggas ain't important. Shorty wanted that Miley.
There's three type of niggas in life.
That's right.
Niggas that make it happen.
Check.
Niggas that watch it happen.
Check.
And niggas that don't even know what the fuck is going on.
Check.
Choose one. Yeah,
DC3.
I got all these bad bitches twerking. Waves on Twitch, shit surfing. I want y'all nigga rambling. Broke nigga make me nervous. I
get
got
em.
All these bad bitches twerking. Waves on Twitch, shit surfing. I want y'all nigga rambling. Broke nigga make me nervous.
Dramatic.
There's three type of niggas in life. Niggas that make it happen. Niggas that watch it happen. And niggas that don't even know what the fuck is going
after
on.
After this, y'all niggas be calling us Dream Work.
Yeah. I got all these bad bitches twerking. Waves on Twitch, shit surfing. I want y'all nigga rambling. Broke nigga make me nervous. Sugar said you want that paper. Pop pussy like she working. Damn a nigga finally famous. Why about it been them twerking? Fuck rap, I might tell swag. She want me cause she know I got that Chanel tag. She fuck me and she gone get that Chanel swag.
Let's get it.
Her boyfriend like, where you get that Chanel bag? 55 hundo, pop green and a ball like Rondo. Catch me Northside with a dime hoe. Turned up but I'm like Keith Camo. I go make a millionaire. All of my niggas, we really in here. Got a bad bitch and she straight from the hood, but she look like a foreign Brazilian hair. And I'm grabbing a Remy, I bust like a semi, yo bitch. I get your girl pregnant, you hating all on me, you sick. I'm riding my hood and then feeling like it's a Corvette. These bitches is choosing, you niggas is losing, we rich. What you expect, huh? One fuck with a dope dealer, or keep fucking them broke niggas. And I don't fuck with you hoe, nigga.
Nah,
Rollie yellow like Homer Simpson, that's dope, nigga.
I got all these dope dealers serving. Cut the work up, they surgeons. I don't want y'all bitches round me. Rag bitches make me curve them. Imported rug, that's Persian. One wheel up and we swerving. Withers in the lake, that's Ricky. Pop pussy like she naked. She want me cause she seen me in that Aventador. Pull up on the curb so crazy, I done banged the door. Bad bitch wanna borrow it, I lent it to her. Make a bust that pussy open in Singapore. 30 milliondo, Forbes list on Philly in a condo. Bullshit, now they call me Young Oprah. Harpo in the pool rockin' Paolo. Marco, millionaires, never do leers. No, they can't see me, they're never my peers. Boots on my labor, go get me my peers. Cause you're out of your element, I am your fear. So go get up my testicle, pardon my decimal, bitch. Check up my resume, I'm up at Echelon Ridge. Them bikes is out, we throwin' them up like we sick. My clothing lines out on the stores and I'm sipping a mix. Bitch.
Huh? One fuck with a dope dealer. Or keep fucking them broke niggas. And I don't fuck with you hoe niggas. Rollie yellow like
Double
I'm sipping that dope niggas.
Mastermind. You say my name and bitch, I gotta grant your wish. Stick your fingers, 30K, you better drop that brick. Philly brother, sunshine, they call me I. I pray to God every day I drop my top.
Thank you, Lord.
Humble man with me and the Lord, me. Off this shit, coming down Broad Street. Sam McGlue to Willie Falcone. Flamboyant dope boy talking Al Capone. From Monte Carlo to Los Muchachos. My man, he counting that talking taco. It's Jerry Tampa, once a nigga push that butt. On the corner, Pac-Man Jones, these niggas don't want nothing. You wanna fuck with a dope dealer? Or keep fucking them broke niggas? My sneaker deal like AI. We drink Bel Air like Saint.
Wanna fuck with a dope dealer? Or keep fucking them broke niggas? I don't fuck with you, hoe, nigga. Nah, Rollie yellow like Homer Simpson, that's dope, nigga.
Maybach, your life, your
decisions.
My Rolls Royce triple black, I meet you, hoe. Ballin' in the club, bottles like I meet you, hoe. Rose, that's my nickname. Cocaine running in my big vein.
It's the realest shit in the street.
Red gang.
Untouchable empire.
Empire.
The only niggas breaking backwoods in the Bentley, baby.
Believe it.
Let's get this motherfucking money.
Rich gang.
I'm down to feel this empty second. I'm down to feel this empty second. My little niggas gon' set me straight. My little niggas gon' set me straight. Trying to flip these 50 plates. It's time to flip these 50 plates. This little jewel gon' set me straight. This little jewel gon' set me straight. Chrome wheels on my 68. Double M strong in 50 states. My Mexicans gon' get me straight. But that phone bill just gave me late. 6 mil on that interstate. I'm down to fill this empty sack. Grindin' nigga wanna beat this case. Gun charge in New York State. Whole niggas up in my face. Painkillers take pain away. Them six come, they bang away. Bang, 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 bang away.
Blog Talk Radio.
Snoozing, whether the crib or you cruising. If you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friends. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When peso spit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your half beams are fog light. Shat drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World O-N-E.com. The Shat drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World O-N-E.com. It's a Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Tuned in to Dennis Live. Dennis Live.
Dennis Live.
Sleep Dilla Productions,
Soundmaster T,
WesternWorld.com, www.westernworldone.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
Hey, hey, soul.
Say, hey, hey, soul. What's up, world? How y'all feeling, man?
I know y'all like, man, dog, this dude been throwing nothing but rerun clips on after rerun clips. Wait, hold on, let me fix this microphone. Can y'all hear me? I'm sure you can. Okay. All right, well, check it out, man. Today I'm going to do something a little bit different, okay? All right, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to play some clips, man, of all the shows that's been happening all this week. You know what I'm saying? DJ Disco, the hip-hop show, Tiffy Thompson show, LB show. Well, that's Charles Baxter. I take that back. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I'm missing something, man. I'm not, make some... There you go. That's what I'm talking about. I know I was missing something. There we go. Yeah, I'm going to put my little instrumental in. Yeah, but anyway, man, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to play some clips, man. I'm going to kick it out with some music, man. Okay? And then I'm going to go into this Tiffany Thompson, maybe, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop show, whatever. I'm going to go right into it. And I'm just going to do a recap. The only reason why, man, I take the time out and do a recap on my shows is because I want the people to get their money's worth. I want y'all to see that Dennis Live, the What's the World One Network. You got some good stuff, man, some news that y'all can use, some good food for thought. So that's what I'm doing. So, but we do got a lot of stuff that's coming up real soon, man. We got African American black slavery versus gay pride. We got stuff like that coming up. We got stuff about you know, is it the Ten Commandments, is it true or is it false? Because a lot of people are not living up to the standards. You know, stuff like that, man. I ain't gonna bring the cat out the bag, but trust me, I've been working. Your boy been working. Alright, so what I'm gonna do is this, man. I'm gonna kick it off, man, with a little DJ Disco mix. And then we're gonna break it down and we're gonna get into the show. Alright, y'all with that? I guess I really got no choice. But if y'all wanna call in, man, 347-838-9106. And, man, just hit that one button. Talk to your boy. I'll stop the show. I'll talk to you, man, if you got something that you know what I'm saying, worth talking about. If you just call in and say what's up to your boy, that's cool, too. Say what's up. All right. So what I'm going to do, man, I'm going to go with the throwback mixes. We're going to go with some... I'll go with throwbacks. Let's go. DJ Disco, man. Every Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Check that boy out. If you like this, this is DJ Disco throwback mixes. It's in the archives. It's on the on-demand archives. Click on that. You can listen to this. Download it. Actually, this is slow. I don't want to go slow. I take that back. We're going to go party mix, okay? Let's do that. We're going to go with the party mix. DJ Disco party mix. All you got to do is click it in. It's in there. It's in the archives. Also, the R&B slow jams in there, too. The throwdowns. Forget it, man. DJ Disco slow jam throwdowns. Let's go. On demand mixes. Each and every Thursday. This is how we get down. Let's go. I don't know what's wrong. I'm
going to
do a commercial first. Then
I'm going to
do it. Let's go.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy, Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search westernworld1.com. It's WESTERNWORLDONE. That's all you got to type in. It's free. And also, too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're going to take that, and we're going to put all proceeds towards Western World One Network to make it better, to make make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we do and how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years. Actually, not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search Western World 1. Or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added three additions to the Western World 1 Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, where she's doing the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like there's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking about political things of whatever's happening up today. Self-help, motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have to ask for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize it. We put all the proceeds towards Western World 1 Network. Again, thank you so much, man. It's your boy Dennis Live. Peace out.
Somebody's sleeping in my bed. Somebody calling me. I need you. your message in my beeper. That you wanna do everything I like. Alright, alright.
I like being in the same room with you and your girlfriend. The fact that she don't know that really turned me on. She'll never guess in a million years that we've got this thing going on.
I recognize
gonna be made tonight, tonight. All you gotta do is say, this is gonna be made tonight, tonight. All you gotta do is say, this is gonna be made tonight, tonight. All you gotta do is say, all you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, baby, undress your face. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, baby, undress your face. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know, all you gotta do is say.
There's nothing more. boy.
Shafts of your smile will always remain. Skin of love soon fades away. Oh, baby, we grow up. Candy coated Valentine. Memories of you when you were mine. A tarnished ring on a tarnished chain. Yeah. Life can't change it.
Come on, man. You can't tell me, man, DJ Disco, man, ain't doing this thing, man. That's how we do it, man. Every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, man. You never know what DJ Disco going to come up with, man. He come up with the slow jam. He come up with R&B. He come up with party mixes. Anything that you can think of, man, this is what DJ Disco do, man. I advise you people, man. Go to the archives, man, the On Demand, and check out this man's music, man. All right, I'm going to take a commercial break, man, then we're going to go right in with Tiffany Thompson, man. I'm going to let y'all see how Tiffany Thompson get down. All right, and that's the Christian base everything, all right? All right, so, man, I'm going to do a commercial, man, and we're going to come right back at it. Only one, man, only one. He's snapping at y'all. You can see the background. God, this guy is my dad. That's my dad. That's my dad. All right, people. We'll do a quick commercial, man. We'll go right in with Tiffany Thompson, man. All right, let's go.
Hey, 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 hey. You, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out. Let's go.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertising at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at WesternWorld1@yahoo.com. That's WesternWorld1@yahoo.com.
All right, man, we back in the building. Hey, check it out, man. This right here, man, each and every Wednesday, this is how we do it, man. Tiffany Thompson, man, she brought the fire last week Wednesday, man. This right here, man, we're going to do a little recap of what went down this past Wednesday. Man, all I can say is powerful, man. So, you know, I know y'all like, man, how can somebody go from slow jam to go straight into church biblical stuff? Man, that's what I do on Western World One Network, man. Ain't no bars holding me down. You know what I'm saying? It's about God all the way around the table. I don't care what it is. Nah. Take that to the stove. Yeah, but each and every Wednesday is at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Man, Tiffany Thompson, man, this is what she do. So I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and get a little, snippet of her show on what she did. Man, this right here, man, was with the author Raleigh Mayberry, Elder Raleigh Mayberry, and he's the author of Slaying the Giant. All right, let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen, amen. Thank you for the applause, as usual. Amen, thank you. Thank you. Welcome to It's All About You radio show. Amen, we want to thank you for every listener, every faithful listener. That's on the show tonight, that's listening even now. We just want to say thank you. Hey, man, how are you, Dennis?
I'm doing wonderful. God is good, man. I'm just taking on the journey, man, being faithful and keep on moving, you know what I mean?
Yeah, amen. Hey, man, how was your week?
Oh, man, it's going. Yeah, new transition, man. You know, when you're going through a new transition and new change, you know, you got to beat your body up. You got to beat your flesh up in order to know that you're here for a greater good, a greater purpose. It kind of make you feel like you're alive again, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's how you know you're in your change. That's how you know you're in your, you know, you're going through your path. You know, they say the path is narrow. Only a few may follow it. They may find it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's called discipline.
That's right.
That's called discipline. Amen. Amen. Well, again, welcome to It's All About You radio show for all the listeners. Tonight we have a surprise special guest with us by an awesome man of God, an author by the name of Raleigh Mayberry. He's actually also one of the pastors that's in my church, I'm proud to say, All Nations Worship Assembly, with my pastor, Dr. Matthew Stevenson III. I'm really so excited. I'm ready to get him on and just do what we need to do because I'm just excited. The Holy Spirit really led me to talk to him. We just did a long conference, a weekend conference, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Then we had church Sunday. So, yeah, I can stay long because we've been in the presence of the Lord all weekend. But I'll tell you, it was good. It was awesome. It was powerful. And I'm just grateful. And while we were doing these conferences, you know, the Holy Spirit was just showing me things and what he want to do. You know, what he want to do with us, what he want to do with the body of Christ, what he want to do with the church. And so I said, you know what? And he showed me this great man of God. And I said, well, God, I have no clue. I don't even know his testimony or anything. And the Lord said, good. Good. Now you can trust me and be led by me.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So Yeah, so I'm excited. I am very, very, very excited. He just wrote a book called Slaying the Giant. And just looking at the cover of the book, you know, it looks powerful and awesome, you know. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for him accepting the invitation, you know, to spread the gospel of Christ, to empower someone, encourage someone, and let them know that they can make it. And I'm grateful for that. This is actually what my fourth month with all, It's All About You radio show, and I'm telling you, every week it's getting better and better. I'm talking about God gets, I want to say, gooder and gooder, and we know that's not a word, but he's just good. He's good, and he's good all the time.
Amen.
So are we ready to bring him on, or are we still waiting?
Well, actually, I think more so, yeah, I mean, he's ready to come on. You should just give like a quick recap from last week, and then we can go right into it.
Yeah, I was going to do that. I just didn't want him, you know, holding.
Yeah, he's ready.
Okay, amen. I just want to introduce him to the world before we go into our prayer and our commercial.
Okay, not a problem.
Amen.
All right. Whenever you're ready, you can introduce him.
Amen. So we have Riley Mayberry?
Yes, I'm here. God bless you all.
God bless you, too. God bless you. Thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Oh, no, not a problem at all. I'm so excited about what God is doing. I'm so excited about God, what God is doing. We were just letting the audience know who we were having on tonight. And before we just tap off into that, all month, actually, since the month of October, we've just been in prayer. We've just been doing, you know, teaching on prayer, talking about prayer, and interceding for the guests and the listeners as they call in. And so tonight, so we've done that for the last few weeks. So tonight, I want to still stay in that vein, but yet I want them to know that, you know, I want them to hear this testimony, and I want them to identify, because sometimes we can have a struggle without identifying what the struggle may be. And listen to your powerful testimony, and you talk about your book and your DVD, that will help someone that's listening identify if it's not them, a family member, a friend, whatever it is. They can grab the impartation and carry it on and use it, utilize it, apply it, you know, to their lives. So even in that, we still want to keep the prayer going. We still want to keep the prayer going. So we want the listeners to know that they can feel free at any given time to hit the one button if you have a question or if you want to, if you desire prayer.
Amen.
So what we're going to do, we're going to open up in prayer, and we're going to take a small commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to hear from the powerful man of God, Riley Mayberry, the author of Slaying the Giant.
Amen.
So, Father, even now, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We acknowledge you today, God. You said to acknowledge you in all our ways, and you will direct our path, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this night, Father. We thank you for this man of God, Father, that God desires for you to use him like never before, God, that Father gives himself unto you, Father, just to see your people free, just to see your people delivered, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree and declare that this word will not fall on stony ground, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that it will be powerful, Father, as your word says, powerful as a two-edged sword, or sharp as a two-edged sword, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we pray that, Father, all stony ground be broken up on tonight, that, Father, someone's heart, mind, and spirit be enlightened, Father. In the name of Jesus, take them to a new level. Take them to new dimensions, Father. Open up their mind and heart, Father. Give them new revelation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I decree and declare also, God, that they will not draw back, Father, but, Father, they will come forth, Father, and that they will receive the impartation. They will receive the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, Father, that you are giving them on tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we pray that your fire consume and burn up everything that's not of you, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, release your angels, your warring angels, and your ministering angels, Father, on tonight, Father, to work on our behalf in Jesus' mighty name. God, and we thank you that it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Please visit the website, please visit the website, www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements. The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy, Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search WesternWorld1.com. It's WesternWorldOne. That's all you got to type in. It's free. And also, too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're going to take that, and we're going to put all proceeds towards Western World 1 Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we do and how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years. Actually, not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, WesternWorld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search Western World 1. Or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added three additions to the Western World 1 Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, what she's doing, the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like there's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking about political
political things of whatever's happening up today, self-help, motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have to ask for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize it. We put all the proceeds towards Western World One Network. Again, thank you so much, man. It's your boy Dennis Live. Peace out.
Thank God. Amen. Okay, well, welcome back to It's All About You radio show. Again, I'm going to do a recap. Tonight we have a special guest, powerful man of God, awesome man of God. He's actually a pastor in my church, All Nations Worship Assembly, by the name of Riley Mayberry. And tonight he's going to talk to us about this awesome book that he's just written, called Slaying the Giant. Slaying the Giant. He also has a DVD out. And I've heard by other apostles, you know, that this is a powerful testimony. And the thing about it was, I heard it later after the Holy Spirit led me to him to do this interview. And so tonight I want to introduce to you all, to the world, to the listeners, author, pastor, father, leader, a man of God, Mr. Riley Mayberry. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much again for having me tonight. I count it an honor and a privilege to share with you.
Yes. Yes, yes. Well, tonight, tell us about what led you to write this powerful book and do this powerful DVD.
Amen. Well, the journey began with evangelist Pastor Linda Jernigan, who is an awesome woman of God. It's actually her DVD project that she allowed me to take part in. She works wonders with ex-homosexuals and those that desire deliverance from any form of sexual perversion. And so I just contacted her one day and told her that I was interested in learning more about how to share my testimony. And we actually ended up going out to, after some talking and some preparation, we went out to TLN Studios in Illinois, and we recorded the testimony there. And then we went over to Pastor Lavelle Hardy's church over on Stony Island, and we did a live DVD recording where we both share our testimonies. And so she allowed me to be featured on that recording where we're both sharing our testimonies of deliverance, hers from lesbianism and mine from homosexuality. And that led me up to today, where my pastor actually approached me about starting a small group at our church to help those who wanted ministry specifically for any type of sexual sin. So basically to help people walk through deliverance ministry for sexual sin in a more intimate setting within the church. And so I started developing the curriculum for it, and after I read over it and looked at it and the Holy Spirit continued to expand it, I got the idea to make it available to other churches, ministry leaders, pastors, and even individuals who would be interested in learning how to walk through deliverance from any form of sexual sin. And so I kind of just allowed that curriculum turn into a manual and turn into a whole God project. And it's been amazing so far. Those that have read it, those that have gone through it, I've received rave reviews about it. And so I'm excited about this ministry of deliverance just really spreading to the world. That's really my focus with this, creating a safe place within the church to help those who want to be delivered from any form of sexual sin. And so that's what got me to the place where I am now releasing this manual. I've already released it, releasing this manual and gotten this project going.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm excited already. Amen. That's
Amen.
Awesome. That's awesome, because, you know, just listening to you and how God just led you one way to take one step, and then all other doors just begin to swing open, you know, to really now you the need is just seeing the need, how this is so needed, and how did you get the courage? How did you gain the courage to come out?
You know what?
And say,
You know what? It really took a lot of time. I've been walking through my process of deliverance for just about 5 years now, and I'm 28. And so most of my life I lived with sexual perversion. I lived in this sin, and so it took a very long time for me to gain the courage to step out and to do it. But I realized once I got to a certain place in my journey of freedom, one of the things the Lord shared with me when I reached out to Pastor Linda Jernigan, and I mentioned her so much because she's been mentoring me through this process, when I reached out to her and shared my testimony with her, after our phone call, the Lord spoke to me, and the Lord said, you have to do this. You have to step out and do this, because this is going to be the thing to solidify and to keep you in your journey, through the rest of your journey for freedom. And so the Lord spoke clearly to me and just told me that I had to do it. And in that moment, it was almost like this courage and this boldness from heaven was released over me, and I thank God for it, because it gave me the might and the strength that I needed to say, you know what, if it's going to mean, you know, other people being free, if it's going to mean stepping out and saying, I went through this so that you can now be free and so that you can now learn from the lessons that I've learned from, I'm willing to take whatever comes my way. And so it took a lot of praying, a lot of fasting, a lot of encouragement from my pastor, Dr. Matthew Stevenson, a lot of encouragement from my wife, a lot of going back asking my wife, are you sure you're ready for this? Are you sure you are comfortable with this? So it took some time, but I believe over time God just gave me the courage to say, hey, there are lives that are at stake. And it's been amazing because since I've actually stepped out and shared my testimony, I've received so many inquiries from people that I don't even know asking, how did you do it? People saying that they never have the courage and still don't really have the courage to talk about it and say that they struggle with it publicly. But they want to know how I obtain my freedom and how they can get to the place where they can obtain their freedom. And so hearing the testimonies of people just receiving a portion of healing and freedom just by me sharing gave me the strength to continue on and share my story and share my journey. So now I tell people, I'm an open book. Whatever you want to ask me, whatever you want to know about my struggles, ask me. Nothing is off limits. I'm here to set souls free.
Wow. Amen. I know how when you shared, when you begin to market the DVD and the book at church, the Holy Spirit was just in the house so powerful and so in such a powerful way. And at the time you were talking and you shared just a portion, just a small portion, I just began to weep, you know, because of his goodness, you know, because God is so good, because I just saw his power, you know, even as you were talking, I can just feel his power. And I'm just saying, and I was just so grateful, even though, you know, that was your deliverance, that was your testimony. I was just grateful for it. I was grateful for it. And what led me the most was it's a generation that God is after, you know, that people don't want to deal with anymore. You know, they feel like they're too bad. They're disrespectful. They're rebellious. They're just out of hand. You know, and this generation openly, you know, has this spirit that wherever it came from, it may have come from molestation, and they may have been you know, born that way. However, it got there. They are so open and feel like this is how they should live, you know, they feel like this is, if I was born like this or if this happened to me, then maybe this is just how I should be. You know,
right.
Can you share on that end?
Absolutely.
You know, okay.
Absolutely. You know, when my first homosexual experience, first of all, I can say from my childhood, I always felt like there was something that was different about me. I always felt like I was different than the other boys in my neighborhood, in my class, in my family. I was never really into sports. I was never really into, you know, I didn't have girlfriends. I wasn't popular. I was an introvert, extreme introvert. So I could sit in a room for 2-3 hours and you would never know I was there. And so that right there made me the center of ridicule. And I always tell people now, one of the most important aspects, because people ask me about my fathering my children and why I'm so close with my children and I take pride in being with my children every day, because I experienced a tremendous amount of rejection and abandonment from my father at a very young age. My father was not around consistently in my life. It was kind of like I would see him once, and then that would go 5 years, and I would see him again, and that would be the extent of it. And so I experienced a tremendous amount of rejection and abandonment, feeling like, you know, maybe I wasn't good enough. Maybe there's a reason why. Maybe he knows that there's something different about me. So maybe that's why he does not want to be around me. And so when I went to school, the kids were starting to identify me as being gay and started to identify me with different cruel words and put me in this separate class of outcasts that really made it difficult for me through my school years. And so with those labels being placed on me, plus the rejection that I had suffered from my father, I believe that that played a major role in my entering into sexual perversion. And so I can identify with the people that say, I didn't ask for this. I can identify with the people that say, I was born with these feelings. Surely we believe as Christians that we are fearfully and wonderfully made and that we are created in the image and the likeness of God. But because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we were also born into sin. And so I do believe that you can be born with predispositions to certain things. You can be born with a predisposition to alcoholism. You can be born with a predisposition to same-sex attraction. Because certainly at 7-8 years old, I didn't ask to be attracted to the same sex. I knew that it was wrong, but I didn't ask for it. And so it was my choice to act on those feelings as I got older and then begin to dive deeper into that realm of perversion, and I made the conscious decision to do it. And so I definitely identify with the people that say, I was born this way, this is how I am, this is who I am, and there's no changing, because there were times in my deliverance process and in my walk where I felt like it was impossible for me to change, where it was impossible for me to be transformed, where it was impossible for me to be delivered. But I was delivered by the power of God, but it also took a lot of work, a lot of patience, a lot of long-suffering from the people around me. But I can definitely identify with those people, and I say that it is not hopeless. You really just have to be willing to make the decision and put in the work.
Wow. Powerful. Wow. I'm just listening, and I'm just like, you know, God is so awesome because, you know, you just see so much. You grow up, you know, with so much, like you said, without a father, or even some may have a father in the house with them and still be rejected, you know, still spend no time with them. And I most definitely can identify with you when you say you spend time, because every time I look up, he has a picture on Facebook with him and his children. He's always spending time with his kids, and it's like he, you know, have some of the other kids, you know, but that's good, and because that's needed. It's so needed.
Absolutely.
It's so needed, and it reminds me of me visiting someone in Cook County Jail. They have a sign up on a wall that says, spend time with your kids while they're little. They show a picture when they're toddlers, when they're children. And then they have another, and the rest of the sign says, so we won't have to.
Yes.
And then this is the visiting room that I'm visiting, somebody behind the glass.
Wow.
And that means a lot, just what you're saying, spending time. Time is everything. Time is everything. And we, sometimes we fail as parents thinking that we just need to provide. And
yes.
Just supply, and then that's just good enough. Can you let the parents that's listening know what it is they can do or what we need to do as parents? Because sometimes we don't even know, especially if we're in a single household. And maybe it's the son that's in two, has a mother and a father.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my greatest memories, even from the difficulties in my childhood, was I always knew that my mother loved me and my mother cared about me. So in my instance, me not having my father really played a major role in my lacking security in my identity. It takes both parents, DNA from a male and a female, to create a human being. And so you definitely have to believe that there are components of a child's identity and personality that are shaped through the mother and the father. And so while I had that loving side from my mother, I can always remember lacking that shaping of my identity, my manhood, from my father. And so I've always said growing up that I would never leave my children to suffer like I suffered without my father. I would never leave my children to do that. And so parenting is one of the most important aspects of growing and maturing into adulthood. And parenting is more than just being in the household, because you can have a household where you have a mother and a father, but the children are still not being parented. You have to love your children. You have to talk to your children. You have to pray with your children. You have to be patient with your children. My wife and I, we started watching our children, and I can always remember I was in the heart of my struggle when my wife and I, we were married, and I had my first child, and I was still struggling with homosexuality, and it was kind of like things were getting worse. And I remember just looking at my son night after night, feeling like, oh, my God, what am I putting him through? And he's only 1 year old, but I know I'm opening up some things in the spirit realm to him. And so I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, what am I putting him through? And so when I think about parenting, I think about the importance of spending time, quality time, not just money, but quality time with your children. My wife and I, we pray actively with our children. When our children are experiencing, particularly my oldest son, because he was the most like me, he was shy, very hard to get along with a lot of people, demonstrating a lot of anger, just a lot of insecurities, very unsure of himself. If you laughed at him, even if he was telling a joke, he would kind of become angry because he would think you're making fun of him. And so instead of me lashing out or stepping back, I drew closer to him, and I started to affirm him. Affirmation is one of the most powerful tools that a parent can use to strengthen the identity of their children. I started to talk to my son about how smart he is and how handsome he is and how funny he is and just how wonderful he is. And it took some time. I had to do that day after day. I had to pray for him. I made my son and my daughter, I have three children. I have a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 6-year-old. My two oldest, we take them through prayers. We make them speak positive confessions over themselves, and we tell them what the words mean. So I make my daughter say, you are beautiful, you are a princess, you are not worthless. We make them confess these things, because as a man thinketh, so is he. And so if we can embed these things in their heart and make them start to believe it, then we are shaping their identity to believe, I am beautiful, I am intelligent, I am strong. So we're not depending on the television to raise them. We are not depending on other people and other avenues to raise them. We are actively working to parent our children. And so to the parents that's listening, I have to remind you that you are the ones that have the responsibility of shaping the identity and the personality of your children. And though there may be aspects of their behavior that you are not proud of, and you'll say, well, I taught them better than that, and I taught them this, and I gave them that, and they're still going in this way and still doing this thing, you have to continue to love them and continue to speak that positivity and that God language into them, and one day you're going to see the harvest of the seeds that you have been planting. So parenting is something that should never be taken lightly. I wish that I had my father growing up, because it would not have been easy for me to be seduced into the relationships. My relationships with other men were always with more those that were more dominant personalities, because I was missing that dominant fathering personality in my life. And because that was a void that I was looking to get filled, I accepted, you know, even the ones that came with abusive language and told me, you belong to me and nobody else. I accepted that because I did not have my father to affirm me and to fill those voids in my life. So that's an important aspect of parenting.
Wow.
Wow, that's so beautiful, man. Now y'all see why we have stuff like this, man. Every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tiffany Thompson, man, you got to check her out, man. You see how that is, man? It's beautiful. If y'all want to listen to more of this, man, go to the On Demand, which we do On Demand Tuesdays. But go to the On Demand and click on the Altar Slaying the Giant, Riley Mayberry with Tiffany Thompson, if you want to finish, you know, continue on listening to the show. All right? But as we move on, man, we're going to go ahead and play another show on how we get down. As I'm going to do my show, The Crab in the Barrel, man. So I'm going to do a quick commercial break, and then we're going to go right into The Crab in the Barrel. All right, but check out, man, each and every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We did DJ Disco every Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Well, you already know the hip hop show. I play a listen to a little hip hop, how we get down. You know what I'm saying? I play a listen to it, of how we get down. All right, let's go. All that knowing.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search westernworld1.com. It's WESTERNWORLDONE. That's all you gotta type in. It's free. And also too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're gonna take that and we're gonna put all proceeds towards Western World One Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're gonna take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we doing, how we do, and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years. Actually, not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search Western World 1. Or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added 2 or 3 additions
time to the Western World One Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, what she's doing the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like it's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking about political things of whatever's happening up today. Self-help, motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have to ask for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize it. We put all the proceeds towards Western World One Network. Again, thank you so much, man. It's your boy Dennis Live. Peace out.
Blog Talk Radio.
Every Saturday, man, we here live, 4 p.m. Y'all want to call in, 347-838-9106. I need some music, man. I need something that I can kick it on, man. That's what's happening. I can do that. Okay. Man, y'all want to call in? My number here is 347-838-9106. Call in, kick with your boy. Man, today's topic, man, we talking about the crab in the barrel mentality, man. That's what we're going to talk about today, man. The crab in the barrel mentality, man. I got a clip for you guys, man. Gals, whatever you want to call yourselves, man. I want y'all to eat this clip up. I'm going to get my co-host in the building, see if he's available, man. Let's see. The wind blowing. You know, he be on boats. LB, you in the
building? I'm headed toward the boat. I'm headed toward the boat. I promise you I'm headed toward the boat.
Yeah, toward the
What's
boat,
going
man?
On?
Man, that's chilling, man.
Going
chilling,
on.
Brother. Hey, man. Well, you already know, man. Today, man, we talking about the crab in the barrel mentality, man. When you hear that, man, how do you feel about that?
You know, when I don't want to see nobody make it. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I'm a player hater. I just hate. You know, I don't like seeing nobody more successful than me. And so, at the end of it, I'm a crab, made. I'm in that barrel too. I ain't ever gonna get out, and you ain't gonna get out neither. Nah, that's right.
Yeah, you put me in the middle, right?
Man, that's how some people feel. It's how they wake up in the morning, you know, just mad because somebody else came along and was able to do something different than what they did.
Wow.
You know,
something different that they did. Or they didn't do, huh?
Huh? Yeah, just something that they didn't think of, or, you know, they didn't do, you know, so they mad at the world, they hate you, you know, they run around here, you know, I'm mad, and it's like, for what? You didn't think of it? So what? Unfortunately, what I think about it, I think it's sad, with our culture, it's sad. Now, it happens to every culture, but more often with our culture than any other culture because we haven't been taught the, you know, how to do things and how to, you know, pull somebody else along and get them there, you know. And that's the real truth.
Yeah.
I think it's sad, though. I really do. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think more people... that more people should be willing to help, but they're not because, you know, their makeup, you know, their makeup is, you know, of that, you know, I wish it was me, you know. Steve mm-hmm. Harvey said it the best. Steve Harvey said it the best, and I have to give him his shout out for it. He said it the best because he said, do not take your family members to the company picnic, because if you take any of your ignorant friends to the company picnic, you just may not have a job, because your blessings are your blessings, and if God had wanted you to have those same blessings, he would have blessed you with those same blessings. You would have worked hard and kept the faith. You would have worked hard and kept the faith, and God would have blessed you with the same thing as well. But now there's another side to it that people don't realize either.
What's
who
that?
Blessed you?
Hmm.
Who blessed you? Because at the end of this, the devil can bless you just as much as God can bless you.
Absolutely.
The devil can bless you with all of the riches of this world. The devil can bless you with all of the riches of this world. And he'll have you actually believing that you are getting blessed by God. But all along, the devil is blessing you, because as long as you keep doing what the devil's will is, not God's will, but the devil's will, then he'll keep blessing you.
Wow. So you mean to tell me that a lot of people believe in the devil, right?
We believe in two things. We believe in God and the devil. Unfortunately, we would hate to believe that we're serving the devil, but a lot of people are. More than a little bit, there you go. More than a little bit than you know, they are serving the devil instead of God. And in their mind, they are. But as long as they keep taking that crab, as long as they keep taking, the devil won't keep blessing them. Because I want you, the devil's whole purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. And as long as you keep trying to destroy someone else's life, then you're killing their spirit. As long as you keep stealing, you're going to destroy someone else's life. eventually you're going to kill off the whole spirit. And that's what they, that's what the devil wants you to do. That's
the crazy.
Whole routine of it.
That's crazy, man. So this right here, man, this could be a devil's kind of workshop type of deal here, man, the crab in the barrel. Let me tell you something, man. The crab mentality, right? I got this from Wikipedia. The crab mentality. This phrase was first coined by a writer, Nataka Roska, and Notaka, I want to say. And it's spelled N-I-N-O-T-C-H-K-A. So that's Nataka, I want to say. Roska, right? R-O-S-K-A. Now, R-O-S-C-A, I do apologize. Now, this is crazy, man, and it's in the reference of the phrase of the crab in the bucket, right? It describes everything that you just said. If I can't have it, neither can you. The metaphor refers to the pot, right? The crab, individual crab, uh-huh. They can easily get out of it, right? They can easily get out the pot, but instead they rather grab each other in a useless king of the hill competition. Think about that now. A useless king of the hill competition, which prevents anyone from escaping, ensuring that their collective dismuse is gotten in that situation, right? Now, my thing is this, man. What killed me is a writer, right? I just hit the name. Mm-hmm. Nino Taka, I want to say. Is a person, and I believe that name is probably like Russian or some kind of Latin name, right? They're not black, like that, okay? Why is it that mm-hmm. African-Americans kind of, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, Philippines, Chinese, white, whatever. I'm just saying our people, because I can relate to us, because that's what I am. So I'm not discriminating. Don't get me wrong. We love all types of people. But I'm saying, why is it that African Americans have to take this? You know, when I Googled this and did research on this, man, it's like the crab mentality in the black community, the crab mentality in the African American people. The crab mentality is this. I even seen one that said N-I-G-G-A-S, crabs. It wasn't this mentality. It was just saying that my man went to the doctor, but still, you know what I'm saying? My point in me saying this is, why is it that we always grab something from another creed of culture and we take it and use it to our own effect? Or they study us and then start labeling us, but when it's time for us to study each other, we stalkers. We can never get ahead. That's grabbing a barrel. Or we don't want to help each other see it. You see what I'm saying? And that's the sad thing to me, man. So, I mean, can you kind of give me just the question is this, man, is why is it that if a person, far as not African-American, they referenced this or they wrote this, the crab mentality, why is it that African-American people taking on this act? Why are they doing it? So did they really write this, or are they studying us, or what do you think? What are your thoughts?
Well, first and foremost, they're always studying us. They're always studying us, first and foremost. They've been studying us from day one. And unfortunately, our slave mentalities have not been broken. Somewhere along the line, during the 50s and 60s, when we gained into the 70s, we just started to break that mentality. And as we started to break that mentality and rise above and, you know, come together as one, collectively as one, the white man knew what to do, and that was to divide us. When he divided us, that took away our structure. one thing that I love about Jay-Z is because even he always implements thought and fact. You know, he said the United States killed off the great. They murdered Malcolm and gave Cassius Clay the shake. Understanding that people who are boisterous and can actually unite a people, they try to either kill them off or simmer them down, where to a degree you don't even hear Farrakhan, even though Farrakhan is a powerful individual, he knows his limitation with certain issues to say, hey, we'll let you make your money, we'll let you do this, and you could be united within your nation, but you're not going to unite the nation. So we'll let you be who you are, but we're not going to let you get more powerful than the government system itself. So we have this thing because we are not educated. That's just the bottom line. It goes back to our educational system. We are not educated. Our ancestors, our mothers and fathers, whose mothers and fathers before them did not teach us about the struggle and what it took to get to a certain position. So we take a lot of things for granted. So the crabs in the barrel mentality is, and if you see it, it's you know, you see it with a lot of entertainers. I got here. Rick Ross, he makes an album, Self-Made Millionaire. And at the end of the day, he never put out there that it took somebody like a P. Diddy. It took like somebody like a Jay-Z in order for you to get where you at. You didn't get that where you got by yourself. Somebody else pushed you along. But I know that because of education. I know that because of my own struggle. I'm not where I'm at if it wasn't for someone else. I can't go out here and brag and boast and say, hey, you know, I made it here because this is just me. I can't do that. Because I didn't make it here by myself. I didn't make it here by myself. So if I know I didn't make it here by myself, I know somebody else didn't make it here by themselves. This world, we're 6 degrees of separation. They made a movie about it, 6 degrees of separation. So if there's 6 degrees of separation, somebody had to touch you in order to get where you at. But we're not educated enough in order for somebody to even tell you that. That's why the crabs in the barrel mentality is within us, because we don't even have the basic common sense to understand. And common sense, everything that's common doesn't make sense to a whole lot of people. Understand that one rule. Everything that's common doesn't make sense to a whole lot of people. Sometimes it has to be taught to you. It has to be groomed in you. It has to be raised. I had a conversation with an elderly lady yesterday, and one of the reasons why the black community is the way it is right now, the reason why we are crabs in a barrel, is because no one is at home to teach us the crab, that no one is at home to teach us and let us know you're going wrong. You're going left instead of right. Somewhere along the line, during the civil rights era, and us fighting to become more equal, we did not understand that somebody had to be at home teaching the kids. Absolutely. If the father's at work and the mother's at work, who's teaching the children? The television. If the father's at work and the mother's at work, who's teaching the children? The television. Or someone who has no business teaching the children.
That makes sense, man. I'm just saying, go ahead, bro.
If, if we want to knock the Arab community because and the Muslim community, the Muslim world, we're going to the Muslim world because their women, they are deemed inferior. But their men come out to be more men. They're more united. They're more united than anything else. Because why? They have that strong backbone there to teach them what is it to be strong. What is it to be united? The mother is there to teach her. The Muslim community believes that the woman is the first teacher to the child. The first teacher to the child is the mother. For that child teaches the world. But if the mother is not there teaching the child, who's going to teach the world?
Wow.
So crabs in the barrel is a mentality that is steadily, being perpetuated every day because you're not educated enough. You're not taught to think otherwise. The whole mentality of family, the whole thing of family has eroded. What is family? What is the definition of family? Is it your blood type? Or is it someone who actually is saying, hey, I want to see you make it just as much as I make it, because if there's something that you don't know that I don't know, and there's something that I don't know that you don't know. But if we put these two no's together, we can have a whole lot for these no's, because what I know will help you get to where you need to get to. And what you know will help you help me.
Right.
So crabs in a barrel is a sticky thing, but it you know, it is a thing that we do go through. It is a thing that we do go through as a culture, because we don't have enough education, and our forefathers did not teach us struggle. They didn't teach us the struggle. So that's where we're back at square one.
Wow. That's so crazy that you said that, man. So, you know what? Since you said that we back at square one, man, you know I got some clips for us, right?
Go ahead.
You know I got a couple clips. I'm going to play this clip, man. I want you to dissect what he's saying, right? It's like four or five clips, right? And we were just talking about what you said. Mr. Farrakhan, who knows it best, man. I love him, man. I love that man to death, man. So I want you to check it out, man. This is the first step. We're going to dissect this. And we got like three or four more to go, all right?
Okay.
Let me know what you think.
All right.
If we look at the proverbial crabs in a barrel, the crabs are trying to get up. But another crab is pulling the crab down. Well, just suppose somebody is at the top of the barrel looking at the crab, watching the drama of the crab. And suppose he or she says, come, let us deal wisely with those crabs. Let's take a few out of the barrel and put them at the top of the barrel and let them look back down on the other struggling crabs.
Go ahead, Minister, go ahead.
If we do that, it will give the other crabs the notion that they too can get out. But the crab that's at the top of the barrel didn't get out because of his own talent and ability alone. The crab got out because the master took him out and allowed him out for the master's purpose.
Wow, what you think about that?
Powerful, powerful. Words can describe that.
How do you feel?
Man, I'll say this. If I can't say anything else, I don't know who that was speaking. It sounded like Brother Farrakhan, but I don't know who. I mean, he's honest with you. Everything that that man said out of his mouth is true. Whether you are able to admit or stomach the truth is the big issue. Everything that man says is the truth.